Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei spoke softly, but his words carried a punch as he blasted Western leaders for their alleged meddling in Iran's internal crisis following the disputed June 12th presidential election. Addressing a crowd of several hundred, Khamenei warned the West that the Iranian people would respond to outside interference. He says the Iranian nation warns leaders who try to take advantage of internal quarrels to be careful because the Iranian people will react to their interference. He argues that even if the Iranian people are divided, they will unite in the face of their adversaries and fight them with an iron fist. The crowd responded to Khamenei's comments with cries of down with the U.S., down with Britain, and down with Israel. The Ayatollah continued his tongue-lashing against Western leaders. He claims Western leaders have blatantly interfered in the internal issues of the Iranian nation. It is none of their business. Why do they do this, he asks. They interfere, and then they say they don't. Isn't instigating unrest interference, he demands. Khamenei also warned Western leaders that Iran would weigh their comments and their actions in assessing future relations with their countries. Iran analyst Mirdad Khansari of the London-based Center for Arab and Iranian Studies thinks the Ayatollah's warnings are aimed at the upcoming G8 summit and are intended to signal that Iran's future cooperation is contingent on Western behavior.
The implication that can be given to his comments is the fact that the G8 meeting is coming up, and the Americans and the Europeans have tread very carefully. They've tried to de-link the internal situation in Iran with the desire to engage Iran over the nuclear issue and, of course, issues having to do with Iraq and Afghanistan. Khamenei's diatribe is aimed at hinting to the G8 leaders that our cooperation hinges on the continuation of this situation without your meddling, without your interference, because they know that pretty soon they're going to be called upon to engage regarding the nuclear file by the Security Council, by the 5+1.
Khamenei's harsh language comes amid apparently deepening divisions among Iran's top political and religious leaders over the legitimacy of the disputed June 12th presidential election. Top clerics in Iran's seat of religious learning, Qom, challenged the legitimacy of the election Saturday, calling the vote null and void. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.